cordwood. Cordwood was 4 pins make a cord, which is 4 by 4 by 8. And the pin is 4 by 8, and this 4 pieces of cordwood stacked like this, and they were 8 foot high. That was one pin, which was 1/4 of a cord.
If a wagon didn't have a, if a man didn't have a full load of wood on his wagon, you'd say he just had a what of wood?
Well, had two, had one pin or 2 pins of wood on it.
Do you ever hear the expression, a jag of wood?
No.
And if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms, you'd say you had a...
Well, you would only have an armload of wood.
Okay. And if you wanted to chop a log, an X-shaped frame like this that you could set the log in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you ever hear a name for that?
No, I don't know.
What's something that, well, I'm sure you used it with your work with painting or things, something that, an A-shaped frame.
A-frame. The painter doesn't use an A-frame very much. A-frame was more or less, that's kind of, I don't know just what you would use an A-frame for, but outside, offhand, but that's something that you would, put up where you stacked hay. And I think that's where the word A-frame originated, was they'd stack up 2 rails like this, and they put that, keep that, start stacking the hay. But I don't know much about that A-frame. And
what's something that carpenters would use that, like, you have something with legs like this, and then here, and you can take 2 of these and lay a board between them if you want to saw it or something.
Sawhorse.
Huh?
Sawhorse. Okay. Trestles is what it should be called, but we call it a sawhorse.
Did you use those?
Oh, we use them, yes. We had, in fact, there's some out there in the barn now. They call them trestles. That's the proper name, but we call them sawhorse.
Did you ever hear them called burro?
What?
Spanish? Burro?
No, that's a little new.
Okay.
They still got whirls of them things over in Mexico. Burro and all out in the mountains. They still got a lot of them out there.
They're supposed to be pretty hard to handle, aren't they?
Ah, no, they're just, they're stubborn as a donkey, what we call them. Mm-hmm. We didn't call them burro. That's Spanish name for them.
Mm-hmm.
We call them donkeys. And when you kids used to, when I was a kid, everybody wanted, we all wanted a donkey, but our parents wouldn't want them on the place.
Why not?
Because it wasn't, if you wanted them to go ahead, you pushed them and they'd go ahead, but if you wanted them to go back up, well, you'd have to go down behind them and push them, and then they'd back up. they were something else now. I guess the reason for that was because we just had a different type of donkey than they had.
Mm-hmm.
And what those Mexicans got, was they use them for pack animals, and they use them to ride back in Bible days where they used them. They rode, they carried their women on them when they were expecting, stuff like that. And they went from place to place.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that's the way Joseph carried Mary back to Jerusalem on the